Can you explain in English some of the steps?
What steps?
Four steps.
That's for yoga. For yoga. For chapter.
What is that subject matter?
But that yoga has been taught by Vivaswan, and Vivaswan taught to Manu, and Manu taught to Iswati.
So only the translation is there?
Yes, translation and some explanations.
What is that explanation?
He said that Vivaswan is the personification of Surya, the Sun God. He is the first man created by Brahman. And he learns yoga from Brahman itself. And then Vivaswan taught yoga to Manu, who is the creator of the law and of institutions. Just explaining only the who is Vahu, who is Vivaswan and so on. There's no philosophical explanation here. Yes, word by word explanation. But of course, if you compare with
he said that indirectly the Bhagavad Gita, the original verse, can you read original verse?
Sri Bhagavan Vasya. Mam Vasvarte Yogam Proktavam Aham Avyaya.
Yes, this Bhagavan Vasya.
Yes.
The personality of God had said.
Yes.
Now, I spoke this. He said, Imam Vivasvati Yogam Proktavam Aham. So Krishna said, Bhagavan said, that I spoke.
Yes.
But the translation is that the Brahma spoke.
No, Sri Bhagavan. Sri Bhagavan spoke. That
Sri Bhagavan spoke.
Yes.
But you told me Brahma.
Sri Bhagavan spoke, telling people, telling Arjuna that yoga has been taught by God to Vivaswan.
God warned by me.
Brahman.
He said that I thought.
Yes.
But why the translation of God said, Brahma, Bhagavan said,
yes,
that this was spoken by Brahma.
By? No, in explanations.
No, not explanations. Sorry,
in the translation. So I mentioned I. I mentioned.
The sentence
here.
That is all right.
Yes. The
sentence. That Bhagavan said,
yes,
that I spoke. Is that?
Bhagavan said that yoga has been taught by me,
yeah,
to Vivaswan.
That's right.
Yes. And then Vivaswan brought it to Manu. So
that's all right.
Yes.
This is my passage.
Yes.
But if you
and the question that Vivaswan is the personification of Surya, and he is the first man.
What do you mean by personification?
As personification is the embodiment of of Surya. So Surya should be
God. He says that I spoke to Surya. Vivaswan. Vivaswan.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So Vivaswan is a person.
Yes.
Vivaswan is a person.
Yes.
Not a personification. What is the answer, explanation?
Vivaswan, in relation is Vivaswan adalah personifikasi dari Batara Surya, Dewa Matahari. It's good to be. Maybe he
now, what he had translated?
Let the joint said, I accepted this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivaswan. Vivaswan instructed it to Manu, father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to his Bhakti.
Now, what did they explain?
Herein we find the history of the Bhagavad Gita, traced from a remote time and was delivered to the royal order of the king of all planets. This science is especially meant for the protection of the inhabitants, and therefore the royal order should understand it in order to be able to rule the citizens and protect them from the material bondage of love. Human life is meant for cultivation of spiritual knowledge, an eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the executive heads of all states and all planets are obliged to impart this life to the citizens by education, culture, and devotion. In other words, the executive heads of all states are intended to spread the science of Krishna consciousness so that the people may take advantage of this great science and pursue its successful path, utilizing the opportunity of the uniform of life.
This Vivaswan is the original person of the Kshatriya family. Who is the one?
Yes.
Yes.
And he You mentioned Vivaswan here, should I read it?
Yes, yes.
His son is the king of the planets, and the sun god, at the present of the name Vivaswan, rules
at the present moment, the president or the predominating person, his name is even Vivaswan.
He's a person, he's a man.
Yes.
From Surya Vansha, from the clan of...
Not from Surya Vansha, he is the origin of Surya Vansha.
Origin of Surya Vansha. I think about Bhagavad Gita also mentioned here in the second verse. It's mentioned also that Bhagavad Gita is the oldest, the yoga is the oldest.
No, the thing is, explanation, Vivaswan is personification of Surya. No, he's a person.
Person, I see. Yes. He's a person and
his name is Vivaswan. The predominating deity in the sun planet.
Yes.
His name is Vivaswan.
And he's the originator of...
He's the original person for the... There are two kinds of Kshatriyas.
Yes.
One coming from the sun god and the other is coming from the moon god.
Yes.
Chandravamsa, Sujava.
It's a very good question for us. It's a sentence of personification.
Personification means he, from the answer, explanation is that, yes, that actually there is no person.
Yes. But it could be there was person.
Now what? It's still.
It's still, yes.
Then life is long living.
Yes.
There are kings, some of the monos, they live for 11 or Buddha years. one or both years means 10 crores. 1 crore means 10 million. 10 million. So, 10 million years makes 1 crore. Such 11 crore,
yes.
There is history, PMP power. One of them, one of them, he wrote, they know where, for 11 for both years. One or both means 10 million per year. The Vibhashan, he is living for 7 years. That's like Brahma's age is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. As we find out, the verse, Sahasra Yuga Pajantam Arahatyat Brahmano Vidu. What is this chapter?
Chapter 8, 17
parts.
Sahasra Yuga Pajantam Arahatyat
Brahmano Vidu. Now, what is the answer?
By human calculation.
No. I want to know.
He who knows that the day of Brahman is 1,000 yuga, and that the night of Brahman is also 1,000 yuga, is he who knows the truth of day and night.
And now, what is the explanation?
And the explanation is that according to the tradition of Brahman, the day or the night of Brahman is 1,000 yuga.
What is that yuga?
It's mentioned in chapter 4:8. 4:8. Yuga is age. One yuga is 700 years.
It's
one age between the one incarnation to another incarnation.
But he has not given actual calculation of the years.
Yes, he mentioned here. But only the yuga of Kṛta yuga is 4,000 years, and Treta yuga is 3,000 years, Dwapara yuga is 2,000 years, and Kali yuga is 1,000 years.
1,000 years? Yes. You have already passed 5,000 years.
Yes. Now, this 1,000 years, God years, if it is a human year, it's 4,320,000 years.
That is total human.
Yeah, for human, in human year.
Human calculation. Then it is all.
43,000 years.
That makes the yuga.
Yuga,
yeah. And Brahma's daytime is such 4,300,000 of years multiplied by 1,000.
It's
300,000 of years
multiplied
by 1,000. So, 4300,000, then 4350,
yes.
And again 30. Then how much it comes? 43 and 0, upon 43 and 8 zeros. Then what is that?
4 billion.
4 billion years, yeah. Is 12 hours of Brahma's life.
Just one day only.
One day, one similarly day. One night, one then one day.
So, it means about 8 billion years in one day of Brahma.
Yeah. So, that is the calculation.
Yes.
So, things are very complicated. And people should understand very right. They are from philosophy. From philosophy, we say from philosophy. From philosophy means that a frog who lives in the well, he has got experience of water, three cubic feet. And he is given to understand that there is Atlantic Ocean. It is very difficult for him to understand.
To make it.
So, on the whole, it is not very completely explained. But our point is this. At least people give some idea of the Bhagavad Gita,
yes.
People. But it has to be expanded, it has to be more explicitly advertised. No. So our point is that we are trying to spread this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. This Krishna consciousness movement means that we are spreading the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So this is a worldwide organized. And you know something about us, about this movement. So this part of the world, this is Southeast Asia.
Yes.
Southeast Asia. Why not combine it, join together, and scientifically preach this cult of Krishna consciousness? People will be very glad to accept.
What is the place of Srimad Bhagavatam here? This movement, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam is the Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like before learning any literature, one has to read the first book, ABCD. The Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD. It is just beginning of understanding of what is God. When one has passed the entrance examination, then he gets the opportunity of studying Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Gita, the last instruction is Sarvadharmam Paritrajya Mamekam Saranam. That Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is explaining himself. And at last he says that we surrender. That is the most consequential part of knowledge. So if one has surrendered to Krishna, then he is admitted in the college of studying Bhagavad. Before that he has not. That's why without passing entrance examination, nobody is admitted in the college course. Similarly, without understanding Bhagavad Gita perspective, one cannot understand what is Bhagavad. Bhagavad is the graduate step. So the Vedanta Sutra, is the summarized study of all Vedic knowledge. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the explanation of Vedanta Sutra. So, people are in darkness about this great knowledge of the science of God. All over the world. They are misled. They are being misled. Misled in this way. That this human form of life is specially meant for understanding God. The animals are not meant for God. But the present leaders, they are keeping all human beings in the animal condition of life. They are chance of becoming conscious about God is being satisfied, being misled by so-called economic development plans. All these economic development means they're meant for this bodily purpose. Any department of knowledge at the present moment, they're simply aiming at giving some artificial comfort to the body. But these rascals, they do not dare to know that however I keep this body comfortably, I'll have to give it up. And after giving up this body, what is my next position? They do not. This is that. So this Krishna consciousness movement is an educational movement to give enlightenment to the people at large, to understand the values of life. Not to live like animals, eating, sleeping, sex, life, and dying. This is animals. So this is the best humanitarian welfare to make people understand scientifically what he is, what he thought, what is our relationship with God. So the Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of this time. So this should be presented very scientifically. One who knows perfectly well about this Bhagavad Gita. These are crucial points. That one Krishna says, Tvam Vivasati Yugam Tatvaharam. There are so many very touch points. If they are not very explained nicely, people will remain in that.
But you think, at present day, Indonesia itself, we think about harmonizing spiritual and material aspects of life. That's our problem here. Must be
harmonized means, first of all, we must know what is harmonization. Harmonization means that this material life means bodily concept of life. This is material life. And this body. Generally people think like that. I'm Indonesian, I'm American, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, and they take care of the country where he's born. This is But this conception, bodily concepts of applying, has made the whole human society like cats and dogs. It is my land, it is my like a dog. As soon as another dog comes, So this kind of harmonization is dog civilization. After all, we have to understand what is spiritual value of life. Then we can harmonize. If you do not know what is spiritual life, then what is then harmonize? That is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. When Arjuna accepted Krishna as Guru, then he began to explain about the value of life. Vigna Singha Bhavi, Komal. Find out this one. It is the 2nd chapter. Which one?
2:13.
2:13. 2nd chapter, 13th verse. Find out. Read it.
Yes.
Dehino sin yathari hi. Tomaram yavanam jara. Ha. The antara prasir yirasa prasna.
Cancer, sir.
After using this body, after using this body, from childhood to youth, at old age, and afterwards, changing into another body, he who is wise will not be disturbed.
Now, here is the indication that after death, we have to accept another body.
Yes.
Is it not?
Yes.
Now, what kind of body you are going to accept? There are 8,400,000 varieties of bodies. Is it not? Yes? Do you know that?
No, we don't know.
There are forms of body in the water, in the land, so many trees, plants. Then there are so many insects, reptiles. Then birds. Then there are bees. And then there are human beings. So, there are 8,400,000 forms of body. Now, here it is indicated that after giving up this body, the soul is going to accept another body. Now, to the human civilization, it is not duty of the human society to know what kind of body I am going to accept.
No, I think it's up to God and karma. Up to God and karma.
So then they must know what is karma. This is the fact. Karma Devanatri. But they do not know how to execute karma. They are doing all kinds of sinful activities. So suppose after this body, on account of my sinful activity, I am going to become a rat or cat or snake or a tree, then what is it? The use of my soul must jumping over that medicine, that this is that. If by nature I am going to accept next life, the body of a cat and dog, or a tree, then what is the meaning of my this so-called nationality at the present moment? is it not the duty of the guardians who are taking care of the people on their side to educate human beings in such a way that they can get better bodies? That is the education. The darkness, nobody knows what kind of body is going to accept next time.
So at least we can start on living moral life.
Huh? At least but they're not living.
Living
they're like, not living. They are doing all kinds of sinful activities. They are drinking. They are having illicit sex. They are gambling. They are killing animals. Very everyone is engaged in this. Maybe a few percent of people are not engaged. But it's throughout the whole world that implicated in these four kinds of sinful activities. How you can expect that he is going to have next body when night? No, that's not possible. If we believe in karma, according to karma. Just like here in the human society, there is law that if you kill a man, you should be also killed. Similarly, in God's law, so the same law is there. Mansa, if I eat an animal, then he will have the chance to eat me next time. This is karma. Who is caring for all these things? Who is caring? Nobody is caring. They are slaughtering animals like this. So this kind of adjustment will not help. They must know scientifically what is the value of life. They must take information from authorized scripture. Then the human society will come. Otherwise not. Just like there is next life, the boy is educated to have good education so that in next life, means when he is young man, he will be happy. He is prepared. For the next life, the boy is being educated. That means he is preparing for the next youthful life. The youthful life is meant for preparation for the next old age life. Then what we are preparing now for the next birth? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jyanti diva pratavi vansi sing jyanti kisvipada. Bhuteja jyanti bhutani matyani no ki jyanti maam. So why is that education?
Action is also according to the society. First we have to learn after we come to the state of sannyasi. Only then we are.
There is no question of sannyasi. Sannyasi take or not take. You must be in knowledge what is the next life.
But if we
you mean to say we shall keep ourselves in darkness about our next life? Is that your philosophy?
Well, I think we have to start from child, we give the child education, and then grihastha, and vanaprastha.
That's all I mean. Grihastha, manaprastha, that is the different stages.
So
but the real education is that you have to die. You have to accept another body. What kind of body you are going to accept? If you do not know that, what is the meaning of grihastha and manaprastha and sannyasa? It's all that there. If you do not, you miss the real point, then what is this meaning of? There's no meaning. Simply by dressing in white clothing, one becomes grihastha. Simply by dressing one in this saffron cloth, he becomes sannyasi. By changing dress, he becomes sannyasi. You must know. What is the aim of life? Everyone should know. Go to the ultimate goal of life. If he does not know, it is in the darkness for the next life. Then what is the meaning of this Grihastha and Vanaprastha?
We believe in a state of light. So we prepare from childhood. And I think
not only we, but everyone should prepare from the childhood. This Bhagavad Gita is not meant for a particular class. It is meant for the human society. So this education should be spread all over the world to save them from pitfalls of a life of darkness. That is our Krishna concept. We do not mean that the Bhagavad Gita is meant for the Hindus or for the Indians or for the Indonesians. No, it is meant for everyone. They should know the science.
Are there Christians also, or Muslims also joining this?
You are Muslim. Who are they? Don't you see?
Do they?
There are many Christians, many.
Do they have to be Hindus first?
Oh, why you are saying to become Hindu and Christian?
Spoken from
it is an education for understanding the values of life. It is not the question of Hindu Muslim. Any intelligent man will get. Suppose if you want to be a great mathematician, does it mean that you must be a Hindu or a Christian or Mohammedan?
But by using threats, attributes of Hindu religion,
the word is not to be found in our Vedic scripture. It is the name given by the Mohammedans. So that is going on. Actually, it is called Varnasram Sanskrit. Four Varnas, four Ashrams. These four Varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. And four Ashramas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. This combined together, it is called Varnasram. So unless a human being follows this Varnasram principle, he is not a human being. He is an animal. Because the animal has no varna, no asra. The human society must be divided. That lies in this body. There are four divisions. The head division, the arms division, the belly division, and the leg division. All these are required for complete body. Although, by comparative study, head is the most important department. But still, the leg is not that we don't require leg. Leg is also required. Similarly, the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they are required to function in society perspective. That is varna. And similarly, for spiritual emancipation, there must be this division, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. So unless you accept this institution perfectly, you cannot develop your consciousness as perfect human being.
And this division is only in Hindu.
No, this division is meant for everyone.
Yes, Muhammadan also accepts this division.
Yes, they are accepting. If you don't accept any scientific truth, that is your business. That is your business. If you say 2 plus 2 equal to 4, no, I don't accept. That is your business. But 2 plus 2 equal to 4, that is a fact evidence. Now, how this bird of accepted? Now, they have got separate faith, they have to compare. And their action is accepted. There are many Mohammedans also. Depends on knowledge. So it is the process of presenting the perfect educational system. Then everyone will accept. Any intelligent man will accept. It is a science. So you have to push this scientific movement throughout the whole world. That is our goal. It is not a so-called Hindu cult or Indian cult, no. It is a science to be accepted by everyone if he at all wants to, I am to say, very fast or make his life perfect. Otherwise he doesn't. It doesn't prove. What is going to accept another body? He has to accept another body. Tatha dehantaram prapti. It does not say that this kind of body. Dehantaram another body. Now it is up to you to select what kind of body I am going to accept. I am going to become a cat or dog or any god or big man or... They do not know it. They, this science is unknown to the whole world. We are trying to push on this science. This is our solution. So, if you want to cooperate with the scientific movement, then we are prepared. But if you have some other idea, that is different. But if we take it seriously as a scientific movement, then we are prepared to cooperate. And it should do. Simply, formality has helped us.
I think you think our stage is not yet come to that level. Because Bhagavad Gita only is still very few to understand. Even Bhagavad Gita is still very few to understand.
People are in that sense. You mean to say, when you say that we have not come to that stage, that means that you want to remain in darkness? Does it mean? You don't want to take this life, you have not come to this stage, does it mean you want to remain in that?
Well, you may end up step by step, you have to lighten
yourself. Step by step, money, you have to know it. Step by step is there. First of all, you have to fix that, that we have, this is the goal. Then you get step by step. But if you don't accept the principle, then you remain in that.
I think the principle is the same. But the way to form, go, do it, I think it's
different. The principle is to teach the principles of Bhagavad Gita, and then you have to take the principles of it. If you want to read Bhagavad Gita, you remain in other atmosphere, then it will not help. It is simply a waste of time. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Suruma Prayodita. Janakya. Bhagavad Gita is also there. I am talking to the most confidential part of this knowledge. Sarva Bhuyatama. What's that? I know. The 18th chapter, I think 63. First. What is that?
TK, up to Tom. Plus, I have explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge.
Before that, Sarva Bhuyatama.
Yes,
63. Yes, open it. 63. Thinking it perfectly, do
whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Yes. Whatever you like. That independence is there. All right.
What is it?
But he has, it's like we are speaking, this is the aim of life.
Yes.
Now, if you like that, there is nothing. That depends on your independence. That independence is all, because that independence is there, therefore we are sometimes debating on this human life, the cat and mouse life. So it is the duty of the human society to save the human being to degrade from becoming again cat and mouse or the animal thing. Does it mean that we shall be satisfied with our present stage of life without knowing what we are going to access? Is that very nice purpose? And we shall try to elevate the human society in the
life. Our aim is the same. Our aim is the same. We'll pay for the human
being. But you have to accept the need.
Yes.
If you do not accept the means, simply expecting that our any system will not act, you have to accept the means. That means you can explain in the next verse, 64, Saradhamman Karitajamami Tang Saradhamman. What is that? 64?
64.
Yes. Sarvabhuya Tamam Huya. Shunu me paramanga bhasa. Is to see me jiramiti. Tato bhakshani te hitam. Then 65. Manmana bhavama dhvakto madhya jimana namaskalu. Mamiva arsati sadyante dhvijane. Yes. This is Krishna Bhasa.
Yes.
So one has to be done. If one is actually eager and serious for fulfilling the aim of human life, then he has to get to this principle of Krishna consciousness. Manvana bhava madhvakta madhyasi bhava nagatpuru. Maniva aishvati sattante patijani priyosi. If we do not teach this lesson to the human society, then he will remain the dust. This is the purpose. This is the purpose of it.
Manji means Krishna.
Yes.
Or
Brahma. Why is the being Brahma?
Brahma.
God. But you see, then you are not understood Krishna.
Yeah, we are asking.
Now why you are asking? Because you do not understand what
he is.
You are asking because you do not understand Krishna.
Because it's mentioned here.
He says, Ma. He says everything, Ma. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad yaji ma namaskuru mamiva everything Ma. I. So why is it bring Brahma? Krishna says everything I. You are asking about Krishna, that means you do not understand. But it is clearly said, Ma, Krishna. We are therefore giving the name Krishna consciousness, nothing else. Neither Brahma consciousness nor God consciousness. Krishna consciousness. The whole concentration is to Krishna.
Yes.
That is the fact.
The explanation here is that from this slope to the 72, from this slope,
who is his slope?
From 64 to 72,
yes.
Krishna again speaks as a guru. Guru Shishya Samvad.
Well, Krishna is the original Guru, Guru for everyone.
So here is a Guru.
Guru is the representative of Krishna. That a Guru will also teach to surrender to Krishna.
From this movement, what has been, what is the plan and what is the...
Everyone should become a devotee of Krishna. That is the plan. That is the whole plan.
And what...
That is stated. Man mana bhava mat bhakta mat jari mahan namaste. This is like this chanting of Hare Krishna. This is man mana. All is thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. This Krishna chanting means thinking of Krishna, angel, Manmana, Madhbhakta, there is in the temple, Radha Krishna, Jiji, they are worshipping. Manmana, Madhyadi, they are regularly, they are according to the rules and regulations, from morning, 4 to up to 10, there is worshipping method. Manmana, Bhavama, Madhyaji, Mana Namaskaru. Offer, give up this position. Then he comes with one back to me. That is what. They do not know why they are doing, either they are going to be cash and God. But here by this cross, as you go back to home, back to the Krishna, that's what you should get up. Why should you spoil your energy to become cash and God? You see.
And for real life.
That is real life. That is real life. So go back to Krishna. Otherwise you do not know when you are going. After you are preparing for something next, then your energy is spoiled because you do not know. But if you become Krishna Jyadi, always thinking of Krishna, is it very difficult? Manmana, to think of Krishna, to worship Krishna. If you are going to the temple, you are offering some prayer, that's all right. What is the difficulty to offer the prayer to Krishna? You have to do the same thing in a systematic way. Then, Madhyadino Pijanti Maam, then you go back. Next line is to go back to home, back to Krishna. That is perfection.
Well, I think the Bhagavad Gita also mentioned that many ways lead to God.
Yes, many ways, that is all right. But the best way he suggests, who comes back to me? Many ways, there are many. You may go to hell, that is also another way. Therefore, he says in the 60s, Sarva Dharmar was, I also suggested many ways to give up, pick up all these ways. You simply surrender it to me. That is the most confidential part of it. So, an intelligent man should take it. And he still, he lies many ways. Let him do this. Let him go to hell. Who can check it? Jyanti Deva, Bhata Deva, Antikin, Jyanti Deva, he has suggested. You can go to the heart mind system, you can remain here, you can become cash, you can become dog, you can become Bhuta, Ghost. You can be a Buddha of anything you like. But if you become Madhyaji, if you become a devotee of me, then you come to me. Now it is up to our position to make choice whether you are going to be a Ghost. Or going to become the associate of Krishna.
They got to us. What is this idea of Kali Yuga?
Kali Yuga means degraded age.
It's the time for that.
Degradation.
It's the time.
It yes, it has begun for the last 5,000 years. It's going on.
And how long is it?
And you will remain for another 427,000 years.
The whole duration is 432,000 services. Out of which I were passed only 5,000. That means the balance is 427,000. So at the end, people will forget everything about God. That are the six countries, Kali Yuga. If we again come back to Kali Yuga, it is not very good for them. The symptoms have already begun. So, actually, we must do something by these people may realize some benefits. Simply for formality, there is no value. And that things are already mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. We have to simply follow the program. That life is perfect. Jagayamadhi. Fruit.
Different kind of issues. How long this movement has been?
The movement started from since 5,000 years, since this right here. We have not started manufacturing this movement. We are just pushing on this name.
Yes.
Right. That's right. We can say how long this movement has been started right.
Yes.
Prasadam means this. The others may come. When you give certain stuff, again you have to bring to somebody else.
It's going straight.
That's all right. But then, again you have to
bring back.
People are not come here to fill up their bills. This is prasad and this is prasad. Only one thing.
So this movement is part all over the world now.
All it.
How many countries are
it? All world. Especially in America. America, Europe. Now we are going to New Zealand, Australia.
Are they in the Arabs?
Eh?
In Arab countries?
Arabic countries also are on that map. New Zealand. There is an Arabic country. To send to Pakistan also. But due to this war, American embassy, they asked them to say. They're going against Bangladesh. We have got Russia, France, and they're negotiating with China also. So, because you are here, you have taken the importance of Bhagavad Gita, why not do it rightly and propagate nice? That is our
thinking.
Yes. Think about it.
Many years ago.
Well, I think I'll serve. I'll serve.
I don't know.
Yes.
Use that.
begun yet. Yeah,
life after death.
Yes, there is life after death. This is your question?
Yes.
So whether there is life after death, what is your question? What is your opinion? It is a fact. That's why you are a child, now you are a young man. So you have changed your body. Similarly, when you change his body, you get another body.
Life after death.
That is life after death.
Is any world, any description of the world?
No, the world is past. So according to your karma, that you have got a particular type of body. You are a young man. There is another young man also. Still, his body and your body is not exactly the same. His bodily features, your bodily features, his intelligence, your intelligence, they are all different. But a child grows to become a young man, that's a fact. You are a child, another child was there. So they have got now different body. Just like you have got a different body from your childhood life. Is it not? But you know that you had a childhood time, although the body is not there. This is transmigration from one body to another. Just like a dream at night. You change this body. You accept another body. And although you are lying down in your bed, you have gone to some other place. Subtle body. Therefore this is a fact. That we change our body. So anyway, what I is so ideal. So therefore, when this body is not actually, I will exist in another body. That is confirming the Bhagavad Gita. So, na jayate na mirate, na hannate hannamane sarjiye. We can experience this, and it is confirming the fact of after the destruction of this body, we are not destroyed. Highest living entity in me, I accept another.
Maybe the question is that whether the life of the death is the same like our life.
That is not what you do. That you could get another body. That will be the same way of life. Same way of life means. Life, this material body means four functions. Eating, sleeping, sex intercourse, and defense. So as soon as you get another body, it is the same business in it. It may be dog's life, it may be cat's life, or it may be human life. But the business is the same. Eating, sleeping, sex intercourse, and defense.
And the idea of nirvana is
for... That is another thing. Then you have to prepare. That is not for the cats and dogs. That is meant for real human beings.
Yes.
Those who are actually treating life as human beings. That is not for the cats and dogs. My request is that you have got some, if you have so many, your intestine of food like that. Yeah. what is that?
What was your planning?
Planning, but you are not prepared for the planning. You are not prepared. Then you think of what can I do?
Yes.
I was prepared to give you the plan. That is what it has to
do. I hope next time that you come here and we will be prepared for it. Oops.
Okay.
बाद में जाना मैं अभी तक समय होता ही है बुढ़ापे में हमारा भी है होता है everything is out. Stand for it. Everything is out.
There's nothing for this.
Yes, that is the duty of everyone.
Read this book. Yes, I will buy it.